ma'am. This is LaShonda
Hello.
giving you a call back with your roadside assistance. Are you still in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah.
It's just that you had canceled because you had been waiting so long. So I just wanted to call and confirm if you still was in need of service. So I'll go ahead
Well,
and.
they said the last person I just talked to said that he was gonna find somebody and I would be getting a text soon, and I'm still waiting on that text.
Because we still haven't been able to secure one. Once we secure one, that's when he informs you. That's when you'll receive that text.
I'm sorry, something's going on with your phone. It's like a bunch of what. I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything he said.
Okay, that's okay. So the reason why he shared that with you is you'll get the text once the provider is secured. So they don't have one yet. That's why you don't have a text message yet.
Oh,
so
okay.
You'll get a text message once we get one secured, okay?
Did you know how long that's going to take?
No, ma'am. We're very busy today. I can't. It just depends on how many calls came in before yours and how busy they are.
My call came in, like, this morning. Like, I've been waiting for hours. It wasn't just, like, right now. You know what? Let me tell you what time I called you guys, so just so you know. So I first called you guys at 9:48.
So this call just for us, it came in at 12.
That's when I had to call you guys again. Because the driver called me and, you know, can I just be 100% honest with you?
Of course.
When you guys sent me the first text,
mm-hmm.
So I called them and she's like, this is exactly how she did. She's like, I told your insurance that we were an hour away and it's going to be a while. And I said, okay, well, how long? An hour? I go, I can wait an hour. That's fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, all right, well, because we're far. And I said, yeah, I noticed that you guys they're three towns away from me, so I didn't understand why they picked you guys. But she was like, I said, but that's okay, you know, because I'm down the street, so I'm going to wait. And then, you know, so anyways, I waited for a while, and then I went home real quick because it was hot. I got some water, I went to the restroom, and then I said, let me call this tow company again. And I called, nobody answered, and then he called me back, and he's like, look, I'm 45 minutes away from you. He goes, I'm going to go on another call right now, and then I'll go that way. And I'm going to be coming. It's like they didn't even want, they don't want, I feel like they don't want to come to my town, basically,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it is a hassle. I am far from them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically putting me on the back burner because they want me to wait to call, then to call, be tired of waiting so I can call you and just find another company, basically. You know, that's exactly how I feel, and that's exactly what happened. And now my car is on the side of the road, on the busiest freaking road in this town, you know, right by the freeway, and I'm scared that something's going to happen to it.
So you can't leave the vehicle unattended since you said you've been waiting since 9 o'clock this morning. It's like 3-something now, so that's like 6 hours.
No, I left it unattended. I just said, okay, just tell them to call me because I'm not going to be waiting here. You know, I'm not going to be, I can't be waiting here. I got things to do. Like, I'm going to work at 2:30, you know, so I still had to go do my errands, you know. So I went home. I got a ride to my house. My friend dropped me off at my house, and I got my truck. And then I waited out there. And then I said, okay, so then I went back home. And then I called and I went back and I waited out there, you know, because I didn't want to miss them,
mm-hmm.
You know. So then finally is when I, you know, called, and then he tells me that. So then I call you guys, and then the first time. And he said, we called them and they said they're a half an hour out. And I said, okay, good, a half an hour, okay, I could do another half an hour, whatever, you know, and I'm still calm at this point, you know, because I'm just like, all right, you know what I mean? Then 45 minutes go out, and then I call you guys again because I'm like, hey, like, what's going on? I really don't feel like this company is going to come pick us up because it's like a waiting game, to waiting to see who's going to give up first.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the name of that company?
too. Because I got the text from them. Hold on. It is called... Michael's Towing.
What
it's
number
Michael's
were you?
Towing, but R&S Towing is the one that it was calling from R&S Towing. You guys said Michael's, but then it was R&S Towing. So I don't know. That called me.
Okay. So I don't see the Michael's Towing. All right, ma'am. Well, all I could do is, what company is actually in your text, and can I have their number?
The one that's in my text is Michael's Towing out of Sanger. The phone number is 254-5369.
Okay, because I'll need to make a network alert about them. And they just kept on giving you the runaround and still never came, correct? So we had to redispatch somebody out. Okay.
Yeah, so I just need to get my car picked up. Like, it's crazy because, you know, I've never waited this long for roadside assistance in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had a different roadside assistance, but then you guys offered it. So I was like, oh, I'll just go with them because it's my insurance, you know? But honestly, I think I'm just going to go back to my old one because this was something else. Oh, wait, somebody's texting me. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know. It says, oh, my God. This one says, High Class Towing is coming, and they're 180 minutes out. Like, do you guys not know anybody in my area? 180 minutes out. Do you know, like, that's, like, almost, like, in Monterey from my place? Like, that, like, I can literally, that's more. That's, oh, my gosh, that is just crazy.
So I can't see that? So somebody must be working on it while I'm on the telephone with you? Because I can't see that?
I don't know if they're putting in my, I don't know if they're putting in my code wrong or what, because I'm literally, you guys are literally going further and further away from me. Like, I want to cry right now. Like, I really do want to cry right now.
Well, first I want to share with you, it doesn't necessarily, just because you have 180 minute or 120 minute ETA, that doesn't mean that they're far away from you. That means in how many jobs came in before yours as well. Because, see, they could be located in a different place, but they can be close to you. But they could have had three tows before your call came in. So they got to make a time frame where they can do all four of the tows. So then that's when it can become like 180 a minute, because they can be doing, that's four tows in that amount of time that their call came in before yours. This call, your call just came in now. Somebody just did this while I was on the phone with you.
This is crazy to me.
I understand your frustration. And that came from our corporate office, so there's really not nothing I can do with it. So did you leave the vehicle unattended, though?
Well, yeah, it is now, but I'm literally, like, three minutes away from it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'm 3 minutes away from it. Like, they can call me and tell me, okay, you know, I'm coming down. I'm going to get off on the freeway right now, and I'll be like, okay, I'll be there, because I'm right there.
Okay, sounds good.
We were actually on our way out to Fresno, and is when I got the blowout.
Okay. All right, ma'am. So did you get the company's number, who's coming now?
Yes, I'm going to call them right now.
All right, sounds good. Give them a call, and if you do need to leave the vehicle unattended, let them know where you have to leave the doors unlocked, leave the keys with the vehicle, and let them know where you're going to leave the keys, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.